This is Voice of SBV.
Good morning to one and all. This is Dr. A.N. Uma, Professor of Medical Genetics and Principal of Faculty of Allied Health Sciences, here to talk on understanding gender and sexuality. When I say battling for the right body, what do I mean? Let's see the real reality and the need for sex reassignment surgery. She was born a boy. Now she has transformed into a beautiful 23-year-old woman. How could this be possible? Yes, it can, by undergoing sex reassignment surgery. But then, who are these people? What a thought-provoking question. First, it's important to understand that biological sex and gender identity are not the same. Biological sex refers to the genetic makeup of an individual, as well as the physical features associated with the human body, wherein a male has 46 XY while a female has 46 XX chromosome count in each of their cell. While gender identity actually refers to one internal sense of being, a male may align more towards being a female or vice versa, even though their genetic makeup says otherwise. So, the best solution they have is sex reassignment surgery, which involves changing a person's anatomy. But remember, they cannot change their genetic makeup. Let's take a deeper dive. Sexually deviant humans have been mentioned since antiquity and presumably have existed at all times. Opinions on the subject have varied throughout recorded history. Other than sex chromosomal disorders in man, nowadays we distinguish other different forms of sexual abnormalities like homosexuals and transsexuals, which could have arose from the psychological conditioning in childhood or an unusual paranoid state or to genetic disturbances. Current investigation indicate that mutation in the SRY gene present in the Y chromosome might be a cause. In general, sex is what we are, what our body is, while gender is what your mind tells you. It is an innate personal sense of being either a male or a female. Thus, in certain individuals, it may not be in alignment with their genetic makeup. And these individuals start feeling very early, say at the age of 3 or 4 years, that they are in a wrong body. They tell me, "I am a female. What am I doing in a male's body?" Everybody fondly remembers their childhood, but these individuals don't. Their identity problem as to who they really are sends them to depression. While growing up, they have faced many kind of thoughts. Many a time, a thought of suicide due to sexual abuse, bad comments, because people never understood them, never understood their wants, or rather, never really wanted to accept them either. Even though they are male physically, their mannerism looks very much feminine or vice versa. Such individuals are bullied wherever they go. Such individuals feel, "I want to modify my body. I don't want this body. I don't like being what I am. I can't be what I want to be. Then I rather not live." Such individuals, once when they come to know that they are transgenders, they feel very happy. Their confused state of mind suddenly clears. The understanding that many people like them do exist in this world gives them a peace of mind, a consolation. Now they take it up as a challenge and show to the world that they too can live a dignified and lead a long, happy life. Their option of sex reassignment surgery kindles them further into excitement. They say it's just a removal of testes and penis, creation of vagina using scrotal skins and new urethral orifice. Earlier, trans women underwent hormone therapy for breast development, but nowadays breast augmentation in them seems safe, which leads them to a greater personal satisfaction. We at MGMCRI, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, perform the sex reassignment surgery at a very cost-effective means, following all the due protocols and procedures with an excellent post-operative outcome. I do agree that trans men or trans women can live a normal sexual life after the sex reassignment surgery, but they cannot biologically produce children. However, their sperms in case of male to female or eggs in case of female to male can be preserved, and they can go for test tube baby or become parents through surrogacy later. To conclude, the deepest wounds cannot heal until they are expressed. Let's all accept trans people, since they are not different from the general society. They are the subsect of this society. It is high time that the society looks at this subsect and accept them for what they are, and give them all the rights and opportunities that are bestowed on them by the lawful rights of Indian Constitution. A transgender said, "The rainbow is shining bright and beautiful. I see hope." Well, let's all join hands in making their hopes come true. With this, I thank one and all having listened to me. Thank you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.